Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Explain It To Me. This is a podcast in which I, Dr. Bill Lakota, your host, will talk to you about a topic in neurology in 10 minutes or less. Today we will be talking about the cerebellum. So what is the cerebellum? The cerebellum is a very important part of the human central nervous system. It sits right underneath the cerebral cortex and kind of right behind the brainstem. It's a little mound of flesh. There's three different parts to it. It has a left hemisphere, a right hemisphere, and a vermis. However, there are different cerebral nuclei within the cerebellum, or cerebellar nuclei, I should say, that have their own unique functions. However, the big purpose of the cerebellum is balance, coordination, and giving you a sense of balance and posture in the world. Now, the cerebellum also has a key role in terms of signaling or relaying signals from the spinal cord to the brain and from the brain down to the spinal cord. It's super important for those purposes. And without the cerebellum, you would have trouble with connection between the cerebrum and the spinal cord. You would also have trouble with movement coordination, balance and posture, and motor learning. The cerebellum also has a very important and key function in cognition, which new studies are now showing us. And so the cerebellum tends to be a very important piece of real estate as far as the central nervous system is concerned. So as you get older, your cerebellum naturally can get a little smaller in age, and this is why sometimes people who are older have trouble with coordination and motor function and walking. However, you can also affect your cerebellum negatively with toxins such as alcohol. Alcohol is a big thing or a big toxin that can affect the cerebellum, which is why when you're drinking, you have trouble with coordination, you have trouble walking in a straight line, like the drug test, one foot in front of the other, you can become what we call ataxic. And ataxia really means that you're lacking in purposeful, smooth, coordinated movements. So what conditions can damage the cerebellum? We talked about alcohol. Trauma can do it as well. Anything that puts significant force to the back of the head. You can have cerebellar strokes where you have abnormal leakage of blood or like clots in the blood vessels that supply the cerebellum. Infections can do it. Tumors can do it. Other non-toxic medications, like important medications that you take for anti-seizure purposes, for instance, these include medications like Depakote, phenobarbital, some antipsychotics. They can also affect the cerebellum negatively. There are genetic conditions that can also affect the cerebellum. These are not very common, but for instance, some examples of these genetic conditions are ataxia telangiectasia, spinocerebellar ataxia, hereditary ataxia, and subacute cerebellar degeneration. Those are just a few of the genetic conditions. So what happens when the cerebellum is damaged? Well, like we mentioned, the cerebellum is really important for smooth coordinated movements, coordination, motor movements, even eye movements. So if your cerebellum is damaged, you have a loss of coordination to arms or legs on the same side of the body as the damage. That's one thing to note. Whereas with your cerebral cortex, the right side controls the left side and the left controls the right. The cerebellum tends to be unilateral, so you will lose coordination of the arm or the leg on the same side of the body as the damage. You are going to have trouble with eye movements. They're not going to be coordinated, difficulty maintaining balance. You're going to have abnormal gait, which is abnormal walking. Sometimes the walking becomes wide-based. It can look almost like you're slapping your feet because you have no sense of where you are in space. You can have trouble with speech and swallowing. All of those things can happen with cerebellar damage. So how do you protect the cerebellum? Well, the things that are important for cerebellar health are the things that are important for just general good brain health. Maintaining a healthy blood pressure is important. So if you do have a history of hypertension, maintaining that, getting on medications will be helpful. Maintaining a healthy weight and exercise is also important, along with a low cholesterol, heart healthy diet. Quitting and avoiding smoking can also be very important. Avoiding excessive alcohol intake can also be helpful because, as we mentioned, alcohol is a toxin that affects the cerebellum. And everything else, like the smoking, the healthy weight, the good diet, that's just general brain health that we have discussed before. Now, if you notice any of these symptoms in anyone, sometimes, you know, these take a time to occur, especially if it is alcohol or medication related. But regardless, if you start seeing any of these signs, time to talk to a neurologist, especially, you know, if this is an older person and it's happened rather quickly, you want to make sure that they're not having a stroke. But, you know, speak with a neurologist, they'll get the appropriate imaging, usually a head scan is important. Blood tests are important in this case to figure out what's going on and to treat appropriately. So hopefully that was helpful. And that's kind of it. The cerebellum is a very important, important part of the brain. So I know this is a short episode, but that's basically the cerebellum in a nutshell. I hope this was helpful. Please let me know if there's something in the future you'd like to discuss. Otherwise, we will chat again next time. Thank you. Have a great week.